Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Perfectionists: How Precision Engineers Created the Modern World by Simon Winchester explores how the pursuit of ever-tighter tolerances shaped modern life. Rather than treating technology as a parade of famous inventors, the book highlights the quieter revolution of measurement, machining, and standards. Winchester follows the rise of precision from early clockmaking and scientific instruments to interchangeable parts, mass production, and today's ultra-exact manufacturing. Along the way, he connects workshops, laboratories, and factory floors to broad historical forces such as industrialization, global trade, warfare, and the spread of consumer goods. The narrative emphasizes the idea that precision is not merely about craftsmanship, but about systems gauges, calibration, metrology, and shared benchmarks that allow complex machines to be built, repaired, and scaled. With a storyteller's approach, Winchester shows how seemingly small improvements in accuracy enabled everything from reliable engines and electrical grids to aviation, computing, and medical devices, making precision engineering one of the hidden foundations of the modern world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, precision as the invisible infrastructure of modernity. A central theme is that precision is an enabling layer beneath nearly every modern convenience. The book frames accuracy not as a niche obsession, but as the practical requirement that makes complex systems dependable and repeatable. Once parts can be produced to a known tolerance, machines stop being one-off creations and become assemblies that can be manufactured in volume, repaired far from the original maker, and improved through iteration. Winchester links this to the rise of industrial supply chains, where components made in different places must still fit together. He also highlights how reliability depends on measurement, because without agreed targets and verification, quality becomes guesswork. This perspective clarifies why modern products feel ordinary. We expect doors to close cleanly, engines to start, and electronics to work instantly because hidden layers of calibration and process control make failure less likely. The topic also connects precision to trust in institutions and markets, since standardized measures reduce disputes, enable contracts, and support large-scale commerce. In effect, precision becomes a shared language between designers, machinists, inspectors, and users, turning ingenuity into repeatable reality. Secondly, from craft to interchangeable parts and mass production, Winchester examines the transition from artisanal making to manufacturing systems built on interchangeable parts. Craft production can produce remarkable objects, but it is slow, dependent on individual skill, and difficult to scale. Interchangeability changes the economics and the culture of making. Instead of fitting each part by hand, producers invest in jigs, fixtures, gauges, and machine tools that enforce consistency. This topic also illuminates why precision engineering is inseparable from management and process design. Achieving uniformity requires routines for tool maintenance, inspection, and feedback when tolerances drift. It also requires decisions about what level of precision is necessary, because over-precision can waste time and money, while under-precision causes failure. By tracing how these ideas spread, the book shows how mass production became possible without reducing engineering to mere repetition. Standardized parts allowed rapid assembly, simplified training, and supported the growth of repair industries and spare part markets. The broader implication is that much of modern prosperity rests not only on invention, but on the ability to reproduce an invention faithfully millions of times. Thirdly, metrology, standards, and the politics of measurement. Another major topic is metrology, the science of measurement, and the social agreements that make measurements meaningful. Precision does not exist. In isolation, it depends on reference standards, calibration chains, and institutions that maintain them. Winchester presents measurement as both a technical and a political achievement. Nations, industries, and scientific communities must align on units, tolerances, and testing methods, otherwise parts, data, and instruments cannot be compared. This becomes especially important when manufacturing and commerce cross borders. The book highlights how standards bodies, laboratories, and inspection regimes enable fairness and interoperability, from screw threads and gauges to electrical specifications and timekeeping. It also explores how advances in measurement often unlock advances in engineering. Better ability to measure small differences leads to better control of machining, better materials processing, and better understanding of physical phenomena. The politics enter when standards compete, when industries resist change, or when national pride shapes technical decisions. In this view, precision is not only the story of clever tools, but of coordinated human systems that keep the tools aligned with reality. Fourthly, war, aviation, and high-stakes demands for accuracy, the book shows that periods of intense conflict and competition often accelerate precision engineering. Military needs create urgent demand for reliable weapons, vehicles, navigation, and communication, pushing manufacturers to refine tolerances, inspection, and production speed. this topic is not simply about weaponry, it is about the broader engineering ecosystem that develops when failure is costly. Aviation stands out as a domain where precision is non-negotiable. Aircraft performance and safety depend on exact machining, consistent materials, and rigorous testing, while navigation depends on accurate time and instruments. Winchester uses such examples to underline how precision is tied to risk management. The tighter the operational margins, the more measurement and quality control matter. The topic also addresses the feedback loop between high-stakes sectors and civilian life. Techniques developed for military or aerospace applications often migrate into consumer manufacturing, improving everything from engines to electronics. Readers come away with a clearer sense that precision is not an abstract ideal, but a practical response to environments where uncertainty can be deadly and where reliability must be engineered rather than hoped for. Lastly, the modern frontier: micro-precision, computing, and nanotechnology. Winchester extends the story into the modern era, where precision reaches microscopic scales and becomes central to computing, communications, and medicine. In earlier industrial contexts, tolerances might be measured in fractions of a millimeter in electronics and advanced manufacturing. The relevant features can be measured in microns or far smaller. This shift changes the tools and the mindset. Instead of purely mechanical gauges and cutting tools, modern precision depends on clean rooms, advanced sensors, statistical process control, and highly specialized materials. The topic also clarifies why the digital world still rests on physical exactness. Software may be intangible, but chips, lenses, motors, and storage devices require extraordinary manufacturing consistency. Winchester's emphasis on precision as a system helps explain how firms achieve high yields and why small deviations can cascade into major defects. The frontier also includes medical devices and imaging, where accuracy supports diagnosis and treatment, and emerging fields such as nanotechnology, where measurement itself becomes a challenge. The result is an appreciation of precision engineering as a living discipline, still shaping what is possible. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy popular history, engineering culture, industrial design, and the behind-the-scenes story of how everyday objects become reliable and affordable. It will also appeal to managers, makers, and students who want to understand why quality systems, standards, and measurement discipline matter as much as big ideas. The practical benefit is a new way of seeing the modern world. You start noticing tolerances, calibration, and interoperability in everything from transportation to smartphones, and you gain a clearer understanding of why processes and verification protect safety and save money. Compared with many technology histories that focus mainly on inventors or dramatic breakthroughs, Winchester centers the quieter but decisive progress of precision, showing how incremental improvements compound into transformations. That angle makes the book stand out from general industrial histories because it connects craft, factory practice, and scientific measurement into one narrative. It is worth buying for readers who want an accessible, story-driven account that still respects technical realities. And for anyone curious about the hidden infrastructure that makes modern life dependable, if you would like to support Simon Winchester, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.